talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and Merry Christmas once again. Second hour of today's show. Hope you can join us. I know it's busy time out there. I understand completely, but have a minute, give us a buzz. 866-444-3478 if you've got a question or a comment about gardening, landscaping, pest control, composting. We're talking about composting a little bit more here. Didn't quite finish. And also talking a little bit more about this mosquito thing. Let me finish with the mosquito deal. I want to get into telling you a little bit more detail about what's going on at our big members-only seminar that'll be January the 19th. And I've got an interesting little bit of information for you about soil testing, and that's one of the things we'll cover at the seminar. But had a couple of interesting soil tests come in from somebody that doesn't produce soil tests that I think are worth very much. But anyway, back to the mosquito deal. My mosquito program, again, is to get BTI out in whatever is the best way to get it out. First of all, I need to tell you that this hour is brought to you by Greenlean, greenlean.com. And Mason Arnold will be one of the people at the show in Allen. They deliver organic food. It's greenlean.com. And also you can find out more about their wonderful delivery service of organic produce and various kinds of food. By going to their Facebook, which is Greenlean DFW. But Mason Arnold will be there talking to people and sharing how they work, and just one of the many things that will be going on at the seminar. And we appreciate their support, and we want to support them as well. Greenlean.com. It's G-R-E-E-N-L-I-N-G, Greenlean.com, or Greenlean DFW. But anyway, my mosquito program is to get the BTI product out there any way you can. Gambusia is not something I'm discounting. Gambusia are the little mosquito fish, and I think they're very important as well from a couple of standpoints. They're fun to do and really good for the kids to be involved in raising them. They're very easy to raise. They're kind of like aquatic rabbits. You can start off with very few. And they will multiply in a hurry. They eat mosquito larvae, and they're cute little dark gray fish. Look like minnows. They are minnows. And easy to grow in all kinds of climates and all kinds of situations. They can even grow in some pretty live in some pretty nasty water, which is where the West Nile virus mosquitoes hang out, is in stagnant water. So we've come up with this idea about spraying the entire property with BTI. There's at least one company that makes the BTI that does have a powdered form, and we're going to be looking into using that and trying to get more people to apply it to the entire sites. Because like I said in the first hour, mosquitoes can breed where you're overwatering and you have really wet soil and wet mulch, especially wet mulch. That's great breeding grounds for mosquitoes. And even the foliage, if the foliage stays wet and you keep moisture on the backside of the foliage or wherever on the foliage, that's another place to help mosquito breeding. And when you spray this BTI all over the entire property, and it can be very cost effective because you don't have to put it out real heavily. And it is our thought at this point, our theory, that it's a living organism that would work a lot like mycorrhizal fungus. When you have an organic program and you're not spraying things that are toxic and that kill, once you've inoculated your site with BTI, which will kill mosquito larvae, it's going to grow and stay there and really reduce the overall pressure from mosquitoes. Will it get rid of them 100%? No, nothing will, but for sure the spraying of toxic pesticides won't get rid of them. And then speaking of that, we have this report from Dr. Mike Merchant from the from the A&M, he's whatever they call themselves these days, extension entomologist, I guess, is his title. It doesn't say on this report here. Maybe I'm missing it. But anyway, he filed the following report. It's entitled Dallas Gardeners Perceive Mixed Impacts of Mosquito Spraying. It was posted December the 18th this year by Mike Merchant. There was an introductory paragraph about the thing. And then he says, for many residents of Dallas and surrounding counties, 2012 may also be remembered as the year of aerial insecticide spraying. For the first time since 1966, airplanes were used to apply insecticide over the city in an effort to slow the alarming number of human cases of mosquito-borne disease. Needless to say, there was much public and official concern this summer about the impacts of aerial spraying on both human health and the environment. So when Dallas County Master Naturalists Sue John and Marilyn Wassanen, I'm probably mispronouncing that, sorry Marilyn, approached me in early August looking for ideas for an entomology project, we immediately agreed that a study of the impact of aerial spraying on backyard beneficial insects and disease, and fish, I'm sorry, would be appropriate. Because of the short time we had to organize the study, we decided to assess the perceptions of gardeners concerning the impact of sprays on their backyard bees, butterflies, spiders, and fish. We developed an online survey, and Sue and Marilyn mined their social networks for willing participants from the gardening and beekeeping communities. Ultimately, we got 75 people to tell us what they thought went on in their gardens while the spray planes buzzed overhead. The results were interesting and reflected the diverse array of opinions and feelings about mosquito spraying. Instead of a strong consensus, the gardeners we surveyed were strongly split between seeing little to no adverse effects on backyard wildlife to seeing strong impacts on their birds and bees. For each one who said, I observed no change in insect activity, there was another who reported, I have noticed fewer mosquitoes, butterflies, dragonflies, and flies. Have not been able to find any praying mantises. That was in a quote. Without actual insect counts, it's hard to say who was more accurate in reporting the real impacts of sprays on butterflies, bees, and spiders. However, respondents who observed fish and bees reported no major problems following the spraying. Of those with fish in ponds, 14 of 17 covered their ponds. Of these, 88% reported no or slight impacts of the sprays on their fish. None of the three gardeners who chose not to cover their ponds reported any fish loss. Of those with beehives or colonies in their backyard, 80% reported no observable impact, and one reported slight impact. If the study shows anything, it supports the contention of public health officials that there would be no ecological disasters after the spraying. For those who would like to see the actual study results and read more, a copy of the study can be found by clicking here, and we're making this available. This will be on our Facebook and make it available on the website as well. Thanks to Sue and Marilyn for their hard work contacting the participants, reviewing and validating the surveys, and helping write the final report. Well, there have been some comments about this report from several people, and I guess this probably sums up most of what I've heard, and I would tend to agree with this too. This from Kelly. As Merchant notes, everything is subjective and anecdotal, so of limited value. Still, about half of the 75 gardeners who responded noticed some impact. I wrote him about his comment that the episode is not ecological disaster as predicted. In my opinion, it was a serious incident in a chemical arms race. Which may include repeated aerial spraying in the future, which all adds up to a disaster. By the way, our reporting from various people, including our beekeepers, we had a lot of reports of dead bugs of all kinds, butterflies, June bugs, real large June bugs. We had a big kill of June bugs at our house near the honeybee hive. And a lot of other situations that were bad. And on the other hand, a lot of people reported seeing as many mosquitoes after the spraying as before. I'll give you my specific comments, finish this up when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
One of the most important organic product manufacturers in Texas is the Medina Corporation down in Hondo, Texas. The company has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products longer than anyone in the business. Medina has quality fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulas. Medina's products work by stimulating soil biology to help all plants. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has products that help you spend your budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right at the same time. They have a brand new product. It's a prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food, and it is great. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. Website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at hardware stores, nurseries, feed stores, and any stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Open lines available to give me a buzz, 866-444-3478. Okay, my final wrap-up of the mosquito situation is this. A lot of people got sick from the spraying. If you don't know that, you should. There are chemically sensitive people out there, a bunch of them, and some of them got really sick. Some of them ended up in the hospital over it. That's a fact. At least some beneficials were killed. We think, way too many. quite a few beneficial insects were injured. There's not a real good indication that a lot of fish were killed, which is good. Not enough of the material got in the water to at least kill them, quickly. What the long-term effect is, of getting a little dose this year and next year and getting a dose from other things will do. No, there's no studies on that kind of thing at all, and that's one of my big problems. If you don't have to spray the toxic material, why do it? And the next point is important. The adult mosquitoes were not controlled by the spraying. Plus, fact, it was an expensive kind of thing, so really all it was a little bit of a public relations kind of thing that the city of Dallas and the county was doing something, for the people. Then the final thing is that the natural organic program that we recommend will work, and it will work very well. It won't kill 100% of the mosquitoes. Total elimination is absolutely impossible. I don't care what you're talking about, but getting better control of the mosquito population, and it starts now, and that's why I'm bringing it up. When I'm speaking to the counties and the cities and everything, I'm making a big point about this, that the program is not something that should start whenever you see a problem develop, in the summer when that bell curve is starting to go up. You start it now. You start it as soon as you can, doing the cleanup, starting to get the BTI out in places. With the mild weather that we've been having here in the south, you got mosquitoes in the winter and not just in the summer. So you put the program in place. You try to do everything you can to completely, eliminate this idea of spraying with airplanes. Spraying from trucks, I have a real hard time with also. If you have and trapping also, I should have mentioned, trapping and testing, for the mosquitoes and for the disease needs to be going on now, needs to be going on all the time, not just when when some people get sick and end up in the hospital. And real good records need to be kept. And that that mosquito program that does work, should be going on year-round. There are rumors floating around out there that there's already preemptive spraying being planned for this next year. And anybody that needs to talk about this program or needs some additional help in any cities out there or counties or whatever, and we'd be glad to help in any way we can, because this larvicide approach works. By the way, one of the larvicide that is taught, one of the other larvicides that's talked about, is called Altacid. And some people are a little curious about what I think about Altacid. It's a product that I used to kind of begrudgingly recommend a little bit, and I don't think you need it because it'll harm other insects besides mosquitoes. It's an insect growth regulator, an IGR, and I don't think you need it. I think that the BTI is cost-effective and works much, much better, and you don't need any other larvicides than BTI. And larvicide is the way to go. Spraying and killing adults. If you want to do it, whether you're a city or a business or a landscape contractor or a homeowner or whatever, if you want to spray something and kill the adult mosquitoes that are flying around, essential oils are what you use. The specific brand name product that's registered for spraying the mosquitoes in the air and killing them, and it'll also kill larvae in the water, by the way, is called Essentria. And let me see if I can spell it for you. It's Essentria, Essentria. It used to be called Eco Exempt, and now it's Essentria. It's a mixture of essential oils, juices from herbs is what it is, peppermint, clove, and various kind of things like that. And it is a neurotoxin for mosquitoes, for invertebrates. It'll kill beneficials, too, so you have to be careful with it, not nearly as badly as the toxic chemicals, but it has a wonderful smell, and if you have to spray and kill something, that's what you use. Essential oil, specific brand name is Essentria. And if you have those spray systems that people have around the fence, I've tried every one of those, and I don't like them at all, but if you have one and you're spraying synthetic pyrethroids or pyrethrum, please stop. Very dangerous. Those are neurotoxins to vertebrates as well as invertebrates, which means it's toxic to the birds and lizards and frogs and toads and cats and dogs and you and me. So stop spraying neurotoxins that hurt the good guys. Spray something that'll just hurt the targeted pests. But the best thing to do is something that was completely targeted, like the BTI, the Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis. Okay, next subject, and we'll talk to Rolene real quickly, and then we'll go on to tell you a little bit more about the seminar, and then soil testing is my next subject. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. To get our newsletter, it's free, by the way. You send us an email, send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. That's all you have to do.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Egypt's main opposition group says it's challenging the results of the constitutional referendum. The National Salvation Front says it has registered reports of violations and vote meddling in yesterday's voting, but the Muslim Brotherhood says 64% of the people voted yes, and the Constitution is now law. A tourism official in the Western African nation of Mali says Islamist extremists have destroyed four mausoleums in Timbuktu. They were important tourist destinations. Iran's oil minister claims his country is overcoming sanctions on the sale of his oil. The minister says Iran's oil industry was, quote, in bad shape about 2 months ago, but he says they now have the bottleneck behind them. And Hawaii residents are bidding a final goodbye today to the late senior Senator Daniel Inouye. He passed away last week at 88. This is SRN News.
Do you have dark circles or puffy eyes? If you have dark circles under your eyes, bags, or puffiness, we're looking for you. Because right now, we're offering a risk-free trial of a fast-acting eye cream to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls now can try a risk-free jar of Lumitone, the cream that fades dark circles from view in seconds. We only have a limited supply of risk-free jars, so don't wait. For details, just call 1-800-487-9263. Lumitone makes dark circles less visible in seconds. Watch your dark circles fade from view like magic. And Lumitone is great for puffiness, bags, and fine lines by the eyes. This risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for details on this Lumitone risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-487-9263. That's 1-800-487-9263. Call 1-800-487-9263.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. When the Hawks and Knicks got together in Atlanta Saturday, the Hawks looked nothing like the squad that lost 99-80 in Philadelphia Friday, and Chicago didn't resemble the team that dominated the Knicks in a 110-106 win in New York a day earlier. Hawks forward Josh Smith, who had 12 points, says he and his teammates were very focused in a 92-75 ride of Chicago.
Knowing that Chicago was coming off of a big win last night in New York, and they're right on our heels for the third place. We wanted to be able to take this game as a playoff mentality game.
Hawks are in third of the East. The Bulls close behind in fourth. Miami tops the Eastern Conference at 18-6 after a 105-89 win over Utah. Heat forward LeBron James, who scored 30, says Miami has been playing better during its four-game winning streak, during which they won by an average of 18 points.
For the most part, we're doing it at a high level right now. We're communicating. We're finishing off possession with rebounds. If teams get offensive rebounds, we're trying to close out and not allow them to get second chance points.
This is SRN Sports. Memphis ended their game with the Rockets last night, allowing an NBA low 89.2 points a game, but allowed 121 of the 121-96 loss to Houston. Steve Nash finished with 12 points and 9 assists in his first game in almost 2 months as the Lakers rallied from 14 down to the fourth quarter. They beat Golden State 118-115 in overtime. Other winners, Detroit, Indiana, Cleveland, Denver, and Portland. Matt Ryan tossed 4 touchdown passes as Atlanta beat Detroit 31-18. The victory means the 13-2 Falcons earned home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs. Falcons quarterback Dunta Robinson, with 10 tackles and a fumble recovery, says they played well enough to win despite a record-setting performance by Lions wide receiver Calvin Johnson.
Jerry Rice, the greatest of all time, to go out there and break that record, you know, it's amazing, you know, so hats off to him. We didn't play our best football today, you know, but we were still good enough to win the football game.
Johnson broke Jerry Rice's NFL single-season yards receiving mark of 1,848 with 11 receptions for 225 yards, giving him 1,892 this season. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-3478. Rolene in Vernal, Utah, next up. Hello, Rolene.
Good morning, Howard. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Thanks for taking it. So I've heard about the flare on trees, planting them. We get, heard, I thought you said across any of the states, but we can get minus 30, minus 35 in the winter and not a lot of snow cover. Will the trees still survive?
Yeah, that's a really good point, because some of my arborist buddies up in the north and some of the growers, there's a grower in Oklahoma that I had this debate with a little bit several years ago, and he really believed that in the wintertime he needed to pile mulch up around the bases of trees. I don't agree with that at all. I think if a tree is adapted to wherever you are, that the root flare should be exposed.
Okay.
And if you've got a tree that if the root flare is left exposed, it gets damaged. You've planted the wrong variety of tree for the area. Now,
yeah.
people
educated on what will grow and what won't.
Yeah, if people have trees that are valuable to them and they have planted, they've pushed the envelope and planted something farther north than they should have, I guess there could be a specific situation where covering the base of the plant would be helpful. But here's what you have to remember, Rolene. That flare, this is the most important point. The flare is the trunk. It's trunk tissue. It's trunk material. It's not roots.
Oh.
So if it would be damaging to the tree, in the wintertime, if the flare is exposed, you'd have the same damage to the entire trunk, so you'd have to cover up the whole trunk.
Well, that makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. That's okay. The thing I think a lot of people don't get. They think that that big flare is part of the root system, but it's not at all.
I didn't, and I'm glad I called and asked. I have three dogs. They're indoor dogs, but we dress them to walk out. It was minus 7 yesterday morning at 8 o'clock when we walked, and it's 3 now. So I thought I'd take a chance and try to call you while we're walking.
Okay, well.
Hey, thank you so much, and again, Merry Christmas. I really enjoy your program.
Thanks. Thanks for taking time. Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
And open lines at 866-444. Ooh, I'm shivering thinking about that. That's cold. 866-444-3478. I'm sorry if this makes you people mad that are up in that kind of weather, but we're short sleeve shirt weather here in the Dallas Fort Worth area today. I think it's going to turn cold. We've got a chance of even some snow Tuesday, but it's just beautiful out there right now. Let's see. Louise wanted to know what to spray on cabbage. She found worms eating the leaves. Well, Louise, the same BTI that I mentioned, it has a cousin that's just BT, and it will kill the caterpillars that are basically larvae of moths. But you don't spray it all over the place because it'll kill butterfly larvae as well. There's not a lot of them around right now, but if you have the caterpillars eating the plants, you can spray a BTI, keep it right on the plants that have a problem, not spraying it all over the place. You can spray the product called spinosad, and the same warning goes for spinosad, because if you spray it all over and it gets anywhere near honeybees, it doesn't kill them, but it confuses them, and it's kind of worrisome about what it does to them long term. So even though it's a perfectly acceptable organic product, if it's used properly, you don't spray it all over the place, just right on those worms that are eating your cabbage. You can also use contact killers, things like Avenger, which is an orange oil or delimonene product, or anything similar. You can use our formulas that are on the website to make garlic pepper tea and add some orange oil to it, or use your Garrett juice mixture and add 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water, and generally you can get rid of those little beasts that are eating your vegetable crops with a very good non-toxic spray. Okay, open line at 866-444-3478. Let's talk about the Healthy Living and Growing Seminar. That's our seminar that's coming up January the 19th. Now, this is for the members. Members get in free. Members are the only ones that get in. That's for the members. You can join at the door. It's $25, $24.95, whatever it is. A lot of benefits besides the seminars. You can join online on dirtdoctor.com and go ahead and sign up to listen to the webcast, the webinar on your computer. If you live in Utah and can't come to Allen, or if you live in Maine or California or wherever, you can join us for the event. It's January the 19th at 10 until 3. And the people in the Dallas-Fort Worth area can come, and we've had quite a few say that they are coming and will be able to see you in person. The advantage of that, if you're wanting to come to Dallas, you get to meet some of these people. You get to meet them anyway because they're going to be on television, on your computer. But you get to meet them in person if you come to the event. The agenda goes something like this. From 10 until 10:45, basically, I'm going to talk about some of the newest things that are going on with the organic program, the base program that I recommend, and get into some specifics about some new things that I see out there and what you ought to be planning for the season. The Crazy Water people are going to be there. Going to get to meet some of them and talk about that wonderful mineral water that comes from Mineral Wells, Texas. 10:50, Tyson Woods is going to talk in more detail and from a little bit different angle than I talk about root flare management and tree care health. And Tyson is the one Sandy Rose, another arborist friend of ours, and hopefully Sandy will be around. I haven't talked to him and need to chat with him. But Sandy brought the idea to the Dallas-Fort Worth area pretty much about this root flare management. He had learned before from other folks. He taught Tyson Woods, and Tyson really spent a lot of time developing this and doing a great job with it. And anyway, he's going to talk about it from his standpoint. And then our friend Amanda Love, some of you have heard her on the show here before, and we did a cooking clinic down at the Farmer's Market here in Dallas-Fort Worth area a couple of years ago, and we probably will do that again someday. But for now, she's going to be talking about nutrition and healthy cooking and going to be talking about a nourishing cleanse for cleaning out your digestive system and making your health even better. That's one of the specific things that Amanda's going to talk about. But getting to meet her and talk and ask questions and all, it would be a great benefit. She's terrific. She's the barefoot cook. And Daryl Sprout, who you hear on the show from time to time here, he's our snake expert. He's going to be talking about snake encounters and things dealing with our friends, the reptiles. Then, at 12:30, I'm going to be speaking on the mosquito program, specific pest control issues, grasshoppers. We'll talk about haint, blue paint. We'll talk about all the things. If you've got some specific pest concerns for me to cover, let me know. You can email us anytime at info@dirtdoctor.com or whatever you want to do there. The steel people will be there, the people with the wonderful steel equipment are going to be there showing off the new products that I'm just crazy about. You know that because I've been talking about them for the last several weeks. They have a whole line of steel products that are lithium battery powered, and they are terrific. Chainsaw, edger, hedge trimmer, blower that's incredible. It's stronger than the gasoline powered blowers, which are so annoying. And their other stuff. I just love all their stuff. The, a chainsaw that's battery powered is pretty cool. A lawnmower, the neatest little lawnmower you've ever seen that runs off of this lithium battery. And you'll be able to see it. You'll be able to see it whether you're there or not. The people that are at the event that come physically will be able to play around with them a little bit, which will be cool. Marty Whitkin, our friend that is a nutritionist and into the herbal side of things and health, is going to be there talking about fixing your digestion and talk about toxins, taking toxins from the body. We're going to have the sauna, the little portable sauna that I think is terrific. I have one, and Judy and I are using it a lot and think it's great. I think we're going to have one there for you to try out, but you'll be able to see it and know what we're talking about for sure. Frank Schultz is going to be there, one of our more interesting friends. He is the head honcho of Texas Plant and Soil Lab, and he's going to be talking about plant and soil fertility and why their soil testing is why it is what it is and why they do what they do. Ronnie Felderhoff is the head honcho of Munster Milling Company, makers of the Munster Natural Dog Food and cat food. And if you've got any pet issues, being able to talk with Ronnie would be a great benefit. And we'll have him speaking from 2:15 to 2:45. We'll have this whole, we need to get it on there pretty soon, even though it's not finalized by any means, still kind of in motion in some ways. But we'll put this on the website for you so you know when the different speakers are speaking. Tony Manasseri, our friend in McKinney, Texas, organic grower, is going to be talking about his specific techniques on organic vegetable growing in the winter time. And then related to that, Mason Arnold already mentioned from Greenling.com, eating local and farm to market foods is his subject, and talking about how they have started this business of actually taking orders and delivering this kind of food to people. And it is spreading geographically now, so hopefully we'll be in your town soon. And then we'll finish up Tropical John and I talking about spray equipment. Trop John has set up a spray rig that's pretty state-of-the-art as far as spraying organic products. He is in that business, does that himself, and talk to you about some real-world issues there. And we'll talk also about the fact that we've been working together on this idea of spraying the BTI as a part of a natural organic fertility program, you know, kind of like instead of a chemical lawn care spraying operation, you know, on a regular basis through the years, a Garrett juice type approach, and adding this BTI to that spray. The people from Allen will be there. You get to meet some of those people, and they're providing all the technology and broadcasting, you know, televising and broadcasting all this event. Again, January the 19th. Coming right up for members of the Organic Club of America, and you can join right online at dirtdoctor.com. 866-444-3478 to be on the show. Dogs. My dogs give me a laugh every day. I hope yours do too. I really like cats as well, but we don't have them because of allergies. My wife has. But in both cases, I have a recommendation for you. It's Munster Natural Pet Foods. There are high-quality ingredients in all these products. There are no toxic preservatives. The highest quality ingredients include prebiotics and L-carnitine and some things that I've been recommending a long time. They're quite rare. Some of the products contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so there's something for everyone. Munster Natural Pet Foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA, not in China. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet food store doesn't stock Munster Natural, ask them to contact MunsterMilling.com and find out how to get the products into your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to AskThePlant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's AskThePlant.com or call 956-383-0739. Register today for Howard Garrett's Healthy Living and Growing Seminar. Howard is teaming up with other experts to present growing edible gardens, mosquito control that works, natural pet health, natural remedies for weeds, head lice, foot fungus, and insect bites, nutrition and health, and much more. There will be prize drawings throughout the event, so register today by going to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Healthy Living and Growing Seminar logo or call 866-444-3478. Register at dirtdoctor.com today and have a more successful 2013. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best.
For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
One of the places you can go to buy Crazy Water is at the Crazy Water store in Mineral Wells. This is where the Crazy Well is and where you can purchase Crazy Water and many related products. Crazy Water is what I drink, and there are several reasons why you should too. Other waters can't add naturally occurring minerals to their water, only synthetic ones. Crazy Water's high level of natural minerals are more readily absorbed by your body than synthetic minerals. Crazy Water is also a natural sports drink without all the artificial flavors and sugars. Crazy Water drinkers love it because it's real and it's an easy means of hydration and electrolyte replenishment. Crazy Water's been making people feel good since 1881. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and click on Find Us to locate a store in your area. If your favorite store is not carrying Crazy Water, click on the red Get Crazy banner ad on the top of the store location page to print a page that you can give to your store so they can get Crazy Water for you. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. A couple of things, and then Dolly will be right with you. Hang on just one second. Speaking events other than the seminar that's coming up, we've got some things confirmed around the country. And if you've got some kind of event or want me to come to town to do any kind of event from talking with corporate headquarters people, landscape contractors want some education on how to go organic or whatever, the Arboretum, Botanical Gardens need any kind of talk, lecture, seminar, whatever, we're open to that. You can find information about how it works on dirtdoctor.com or just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. There's quite a few that are pending. The ones that have been confirmed coming up for you to know about. One is the Northwest Georgia Home and Garden Show, and it's confirmed that I'll be there February 22nd through the 24th. And looking forward to. We've got a lot of listeners in Georgia. In fact, got Jim called in about a pH question. I was going to cover for him in just a little bit here. Works in with something else we were going to cover. Also, I'll be in Houston with one of my co-writers of the professional organic book, John Ferguson. He and I will be in Houston at Wabash Nursery, Kingwood Garden Center, and Arborgate. We're going to be going from place to place, giving some talks and answering questions and having fun with people in Houston there, promoting our professional book a little bit. Which I think you'll like, and it's not just for people in the profession. It's for homeowners too, helping with kind of the state of the art of everything we talk about from a very from more of a technical level, and also making it where you can understand it better to be able to hire contractors and people to do work for you, understanding the program that you ought to be getting yourself. And then the Natural Health Fest with Marty Whittick and her big event. Is March the 23rd. We'll be there with her. And then there's several others that aren't totally finalized yet. But, again, if you've got an interest in having us come and be involved with you wherever you are in the country, let us know. Well, let's talk to Dolly real quickly here. Dolly, what's going on in Balch Springs?
Well, good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And and I continue to enjoy your program to the max.
Thank you.
I want to know, can worm tea be frozen without damaging it? And what do you think about liquid dethatcher for a person that can't get a dethatcher, mechanical one out here?
Okay, two good questions. We get questions all the time about compost tea or the Garrett juice or something being put in a bottle and sealed up and put on the shelf, you know, in the store, and then it still having life in it when it is put out. Some of the life that's in earthworm castings or liquid products of various kinds, if it's frozen, probably will be hurt to some degree, but it's remarkable how that when a product like that, whether it's earthworm castings or compost tea or the whole Garrett juice mixture, is brought back out and put into a spray rig and mixed with air, how quickly the biological activity fires back up. We've been kind of surprised ourselves at seeing how much microbe activity there is in that stuff once it's, you know, gone through freeze or gone through being in a bottle and being in an anaerobic situation more or less. So to say that it would still be as healthy as it was before it was frozen is probably not, but it's still going to be fine to use. And one of the main things on all these products is what it does to stimulate life in the soil versus what it had in the product itself. You see what I mean?
Well, see, I have some red wigglers, and they have begun producing some liquid, and I'm draining it. I did not think it would be good to put it out on the grass or the lawn now because the roots are supposed to be going dormant, and stimulating them may not be a good thing for them right now. So to preserve this, you know, for early spring, I didn't know if I should just store it in glass jars or plastic milk jugs or freeze it. I didn't know what to do to keep it safe for use, you know, early spring.
Well, I'd do two things. One is I'd go ahead and apply some now, Dolly. See, when we're putting out organic amendments and fertilizers and everything, we're not feeding the plants, we're feeding the soil. We're feeding that livestock that's in the soil.
Great.
And so doing it now is perfectly fine.
Woo-hoo.
To do. And then I would maybe also keep some, and I would store it rather than freezing it. I think I'd put it in plastic jugs with kind of loose fitting tops, because anytime you store something that's got some life in it, it's going to expand, and with glass and tight-fitting lids, it can end up blowing up on you.
Thank you so very much. Now, quickly, what about the liquid dethatch?
Oh, I don't recommend it. Just put out the stuff you're talking about. The dethatching will be taken care of by the microbes. You don't need a liquid or a mechanical thing at all. Just use molasses, organic fertilizers, Garrett juice, all the stuff we talk about all the time, and you will not have a thatch problem.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right, and I ran out of time. I'm a terrible time manager on this radio stuff. I'm going to talk about the soil testing and pH and everything next hour. If your radio station doesn't get it, it'll be streamed live as we go on dirtdoctor.com, and then archived. Everything we do is archived, and you can listen to it later on. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478.